This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Well, this is a big week for economists. Tomorrow, unemployment figures from the federal government. And on top of that, a whole nother set of unemployment figures from a company called ADP. That's a payroll processor. Well, it turns out those ADP numbers have been different from the government's lately. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer.
Economists can be a tough crowd. One even called ADP's latest numbers a late April fool's joke. Ouch. It has had some hits and misses. For example, ADP estimated 130,000 jobs were created last October. The actual number, 212,000.
You know, it's a bit of a stretch.
That's Bank of Tokyo Mitsubishi economist Christopher Rupke. He says ADP markets its numbers as a highly accurate predictor of job creation, but he says they're not. Sofia Korokhetsky is an economist at Moody's, which works with ADP to come up with the jobs numbers, which are based on payroll figures and federal data. She says ADP isn't that far off.
Every month we're a little above or below, but on average, we're almost right on.
Korokhetsky acknowledges that they've tinkered with the formula used to come up with the ADP jobs number, adding information from the Philadelphia Federal Reserve. But she says, look, there are millions of jobs in this country, and their figure may be off by tens of thousands. To which Rupke says,
it's bad, yes, because we need it tighter than that.
But even Rupke says it's impossible to predict these job numbers perfectly, and he does use the ADP numbers in his economic forecasts, as do many other economists, like Jim O'Sullivan of High Frequency Economics.
It's one more indicator to watch.
O'Sullivan says the ADP numbers are just one tool in his toolbox. Not perfect, but very helpful when used with his other economic forecasting tools. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.